This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins.
Hello, I'm Anita Collins. This podcast is about how important it is to sing to your child and how you are actually helping them to grow every time you sing to them. This episode is Moving Together, and we ask the question, how can singing help you get in sync with your child? Synchronicity is a word that's used in research about that feeling that we all have when we're in sync with someone. And we know it. We've all experienced it. It might be when we're first falling in love with somebody and we feel like we've known them for ages. It might be that feeling within a family group when you all know you've thought the same thing at the same time. It's exactly that sort of thing. It's being in sync with each other. The research into synchronicity is really interesting because it's a human phenomenon. We know it's there, we know when we feel it, but how to measure it in science is a whole nother thing. So what they've found is, first of all, a way to measure synchronicity. So what they do is put a child and a mother, young child, into a sound booth, and they measure messages from their body, so heat from their body, heart rate, electrical impulses, and they watch what happens when the mother sings to the baby in different kinds of ways, and they watch both of them and see how they both react. Now, what you can see, and it's a magical thing for a researcher in real time, is that you can see that as soon as the mother starts to sing, the baby and herself are in sync in terms of their body. When you watch these experiments in action, what you actually see on the screen is it looks like an etch-a-sketch to start with. It's lots of lines going everywhere. They make absolutely no sense. And then as soon as you hear the mother start to sing to the baby, they seem to synchronize. They seem to move exactly together, and they remain together the entire time that the mother is singing to the child. The child doesn't get distracted, doesn't move around, their body stops moving, their heart rate slows. All of those things we've experienced as parents are actually something that we can now see on a screen. The reason that we all search for synchronicity with our children is because it actually helps in so many different ways. Any parent will tell you that there's about 6 different cries for a baby, and you start to identify which one you know. That's, I need something to eat, I've got a wet nappy, I'm cold. We all know those different cries. That's a form of synchronicity. That's a form of understanding and communication. The reason why we search for synchronicity with a baby is because it actually helps with the parenting process. And it's a very natural and a very old process that helps with the very difficult job of caring for a baby and making sure that they grow.
This is The Lullaby Effect with music educator and researcher Dr. Anita Collins. And if you're a fan of lullabies, you'll love Settle Pedal on Kindling Kids Radio. If you tune in every night around 5 p.m, you'll hear lullabies and stories to help your kids settle into a long night of sleep.
Listening to music with your child is interesting because it's not... There are many different kinds of ways to do it. You can have music on in the background and you can both be in the same space and you're both listening, but it's called passive listening. It's a noise that's in the background. And we have to remember babies are spending a lot of their energy trying to separate all the different sounds that are around them and understanding what they mean. There's a difference between doing that, which is very passive, to listening to music and being quite active. So one of the very natural things that we do with children to start with is actually help them to learn how to clap their hands together, and even more, to clap their hands together to a beat. And that becomes a very active activity because the parent is often helping them to do it, whether they're modelling it or whether they're holding their hands and actually putting them together as well. So there's different kinds of listening, passive and active. Music can be and should be used in lots of different ways in a child's life. And also, it sounds strange, but there should also be times of silence. They should actually have no auditory stimulus at times so that they can rest, so that their ears can have a rest from all of the information that they're taking in all the time. So let's get back to our key question. How can singing help you get in sync with your child? The first way it can help is that your child will get to know you. and will get to know that you are a person they listen out for. Your voice is the most important thing to them, and it calms them down very quickly. Knowing who you are leads your child to have a physical synchronicity with you. It means they start to move in sync with you in terms of all their bodily functions. And that helps you as a parent to deal with the everyday tasks that need to be done. Looking after a baby is very time consuming, and the quicker you can get information about what they need, the easier it is to deal with what they need. But also, you get a sense of joy out of it. You get to understand that the two of you are working together, and that can all be started just by singing to them.
You've been listening to The Lullaby Effect, brought to you by Kindling Kids Radio. For more on lullabies, subscribe to The Lullaby Effect wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please rate us and give a review. It will help us spread the word and reach more parents. Thanks for your support.